So today I am talking with Kevin Lee, who is the CEO of Gusix, KU6.com. We are in Beijing. This is the last interview that I'm making in the Chinese interview series. KU6, and I'll let Kevin tell us how to pronounce it properly, is one of the top video sites on the internet in China. I guess equivalent of YouTube.
Yeah.
So Kevin, tell us, we want to hear about you, so tell us who you are and take it away.
Yeah, do you know Suku.com?
I know of it, but I have people listening to it, so maybe you can
I used to work in Suku.com as a senior vice president and editor-in-chief of Suku.com for 5 or 6 years. And I quit from Suku 3 years ago and founded Gusix.com. Gusix is a video sharing website.
Okay.
Yeah. 3 years ago, there are more than 200 video sites in China.
And now there's not so many.
Yeah, today it's not so many. And especially in video sharing, only three, something, top three video websites left. Obviously, more something like YouTube and another video website at the US.
Rather?
Suddenly I forgot the name.
Hulu.
Yes, almost something
like a combination of Hulu.
Yeah,
and
Hulu and YouTube. YouTube some short video, UGC video, and Hulu is a long video, TV, comics. So our model is something combination among the two. Our business model is advertising. Currently, it's quite good. I'm very satisfied about our website.
Tell us a little bit about you and where you came from.
I came from...
You grew up in Beijing?
No. I came from Northeast China. Born in Northeast China. Northeast China is very famous. Famous Chinese people. Very direct and very, how to say, energy kind of people. And I graduated from Tianjin, Nankai University.
In Beijing?
Yeah, no, in Tianjin.
Tianjin, okay.
And I majored in mathematics. And I joined in Sohu. Yeah, who's that?
As an employee?
Yeah, as an employee. As an HR director.
HR director?
Yeah, I used to be HR team.
Okay.
For almost 10 years.
But you studied mathematics?
Yeah, studying mathematics. And my first 10 years career is HR guy.
Why?
My first job in Motorola. Yeah, I just joined Motorola as HR guy. So my first period of my career is HR people. I joined in Sohu as HR director. The 1 year later, I will change my role from HR to editor-in-chief. So it's a big, big change.
How did you do this change?
The year 2001, Sohu's competitor is Sina. Sina and Sohu, top two portal in China. Their competition are very fierce, and Sohu are something behind of Sina. At that time, my boss, like me, he think I'm good at HR management. He think everything is a result of management. I can manage HR job well. I can also manage internet website well.
I'm sorry to go into this, guy. I'll get on the topic, but why do the guys who study mathematics do HR? I mean, mathematics, usually they're the guys that sit in a room and work with computers and calculators all day, and you're talking about running HR, which is the opposite. How does that happen?
Well, that's because besides my HR, before my mathematics study, I was very active in online student activities. Yeah, I'm monitor. And I'm also the head of the student community and in my department. So that's the reason Motorola hired me as HR guy. He think I'm good at employee relations. So first day, I'm an employee relations officer.
Right.
Yeah, that's my first job.
And what about yourself? Married, kids, where you live? Anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I married my schoolmate. I have two kids, one daughter, another is a son. A son just born this month.
Yep, congratulations. The same as Mark from Skill Games. He just had a baby one day.
In China, if you have a daughter, and if you have a son, the daughter and the son, combination is how is good.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy with both the daughter, with the daughter and the son.
Congratulations.
So in China, birth policy, you can normally can have only one child.
Right. So now you have another child. You have to pay extra to the government for this.
No, my second child was born in Hong Kong. So I don't violate the birth policy here.
And is that something people do intentionally to not violate the policy? I guess we can't talk about that. So did you found KU6?
No.
So how did it get started? Where did the idea come from?
When I was in Sohu, I found that people like to upload their music on the website. I don't think if people can upload music on the website, why don't we encourage them to upload video on the website? But as Sohu is a little difficult to to make this idea to be reality. So finally, I think I can make it myself. Bill Gates said something that encouraged me a lot. He said, next 5 years later, nobody will watch TV program on television. That means online TV will be very, very popular. So this will give me a huge encouragement. So finally, I decided to quit from Sohu. I find by myself, I hold from my own pocket 2 million RMB 2 million in GoSix, and I have some staff to start this project at the outside of Beijing, a very faraway place. So that just that. I think we are trying to have breathe the future. I believe very strong. And finally, 3 years later, this become true. Demonstrate that myself was right.
Actually, I just want to ask, you've never lived in the US, you haven't studied in the US, you're 100% Chinese, right?
Yeah, 100% Chinese. Zero US education. Pubie, do you know Pubie?
I don't know.
In China, if we call the people who study at US come back to China, we call them Haigui. That means returning from US, something like that. In China, Haigui. We call the people like me, 100% local, need to be
Tubie,
and Haigui. For example, to those sponsor, he's Haigui. Yeah, he has ever studied in France, but I am totally a pure Tubie local people.
So that's interesting. How do you feel about these guys who study outside?
I'd say, that's useful. That's beneficial.
Do you wish you had studied?
No. I think my way. Just match my thought. I like my step. I think I know China better. I have more relationship here. I know China more. Some government relation, media relation, my friends, my circle here. I know China more. I think this is good for me to be a successful startup.
I've noticed in a lot of the entrepreneurs I've spoken with, a lot of them have been either people who live outside China or they have. Or they're American, or they're foreign. I have interviewed so many guys like you. A lot seem to be a mix. Are there many successful internet Chinese, pure Chinese guys, except for Baidu guys, Alibaba, and Tencent? Are there a lot of guys like you who are just Chinese with no outside experience? I'm wondering, is there an advantage to having studied outside, which Chinese people don't have? Do you understand my question?
No.
It seems like a lot of successful internet guys have studied outside of China.
Yeah.
Right now. Do you agree with that?
I would say, first generation of China Ignite founder, first generation, most of them came from US.
Right.
But second and third, later, more local guys. Because we learn the internet from US.
Right.
So first generation, most of them from US. Maybe second generation, live on more and more in local. For example, Sohu, Baidu, they came from US.
Oh, they did, okay.
Yeah, but second generation, you can see QQ. You can find those Shengda, all local people. Ma Yun, local people. And more you find local people are more suitable to set up.
Nick told me this morning that in a previous interview I did, and he studied in the US for a long time.
Yeah.
He said that it was easier before, there was an information gap. He had information that local Chinese didn't.
Yeah.
But he said now, because of the internet and everything being open, local Chinese are learning everything. They have an equal advantage.
Yeah, I agree with that. If there's a US new website launch, everyone knows about that. We don't need to leave, to study, to work in US. I know that.
Right.
More and more Chinese people are smarter and smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe in some special area, we know more than them.
Right.
Yeah, you can see the local Chinese internet. One way we compete with the similar US internet.
Right.
Normally China won. For example, Sohu Signal. They compete with Yahoo.
Well, they compete in China.
They compete in China.
Right.
100% China won. Baidu compete with
Japan. Japan is the same story.
Japan, Japan and Yahoo.
That's the only one. Yahoo. And that was done by local Japanese partners.
Because we know local
right.
more.
Right.
We know China more.
Right.
So that's very interesting. QQ. Amazon. Here we are far ahead of YouTube.
Right.
We are more and more smarter. We know China more. So we are conscious there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a lot of things to ask you. So you were working at Seoul, and you had then the idea of uploading music, and then that turned into uploading TV after the Bill Gates quote.
Yeah, exactly.
So you took some money yourself,
yeah,
and then you just hired a team and started developing.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
I started Cool 6 3 years ago in early June.
Mm-hmm.
June, yeah. And several months later, yeah, in September, our website is launched there.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I started to find venture capital. So in early, in early 2007, I got the venture capital from two vendors.
Really,
so that's very important for me. There are two procure financial venture capital, and one is DFG.
Mm-hmm.
The DFG is the
in the US.
Yeah, in US.
Who did you work with the DHA?
Sorry?
Which partner at DHA?
Hopkins.
The same as Nick. I think the gang, he worked with DHA also, and I think maybe the same guy.
No. Hopkins is the new China chief for DFG.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm the first product of her.
Her or him?
Her.
Ah, okay.
Her. So we had a lunch together.
Mm.
And I told her about my business model. Our very important business model we call UGA,
mm-hmm.
User Generated Advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I can organize many people who are experts in online video creator.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage them when they make online video. I encourage them to invite our customers' goods, customer advertising into their content. We call this model User Generated Advertising.
Mm.
The content is advertising. Advertising is content also. And then I share revenue mode, I share my advertising with those content providers.
So that means I make an advertisement for Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Why? How does that work?
For example, I negotiated with Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
We have a deal. I organize people to help Coca-Cola to generate UGA, generate the video.
Mm-hmm.
The video is Coca-Cola's advertising. I organize people to do this for Coca-Cola. I have advertising fee from Coca-Cola. And then I organize people to do this. I share revenue with those content providers.
Mm-hmm.
So we call this model of making money together.
But Coca-Cola is very strict about controlling its brand.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that Coca-Cola would want users to make advertising for them.
No, you're wrong. Later, we found people's normally, they organize a professional advertising company to help them to make the professional advertising.
Right.
They find that if they put this kind of advertising online, nobody will look at that.
Mm.
They found that some rude, brass people. If they make this, it's very, very popular. People like to watch this kind of video. Coca-Cola, Microsoft, Intel, all these great brand companies. Let us organize this UGA campaign for them.
Mm.
But yeah, of course, they can control the content. Yeah, if the content values their branding.
So how are the investments selected? Does Coca-Cola, can they approve them? Or can anyone make it on their own?
No, we organize them as selected by Coca-Cola and Observer.
Mm.
So only qualified video can be uploaded onto Coca-Cola.
Mm.
So by doing so, we can guarantee that their branding will be no validity.
And what kind of investment get made?
Sorry?
What kind of investments are people making? Like, what are some of the popular examples?
Many kinds of some. For example, they take a new short movie for the special day, or they cut the edit from different movie,
mm-hmm.
and they re-edit them, re-say something,
mm-hmm.
Say something. Yeah, we have three kinds of different UGA advertising here,
mm-hmm.
and we call this model of UGA. Coolfix is very famous at UGA.
Mm.
Yeah, we make a lot of money just because of our UGA model.
What percentage of your revenue is from UGA?
Yeah, first year 50%, second year something like 40% something, this year 20-30%. You can see the percentage very high. So let's come back to DFG, to Coolfix.
Mm.
When we had lunch together, I told her about my UGA idea.
Mm.
She was very excited, and then in the next month, she organized several meetings for me and her boss in US. So within 13 days, we bought $10 million investments from her, from DFG. So it's very, very interesting. Within 13 days, we got $10 million.
So you have party?
Yeah, we have party. Besides DFG, we have another company, DT Capital.
Uh-huh.
And Baidu is our investor also.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know Ron from Baidu?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. One thing I'll ask you, I'm sorry I forgot to ask, but can you tell us how big is your site now? Like, how much traffic, page views, all this stuff, can you talk about revenue?
Oh, very huge. Currently, our daily unique visitor among 20 million.
20 million visitors per day?
Yeah, 20 million visitors per day, and 250 page views per day. So,
with 250
million page views.
So, 20 million uniques, and 250 million page views per day.
Yeah. Yeah, 20 million visitors and 250 page views per day.
So per month you're doing, I'm bad at math, like 15 billion pages?
I don't have per month data.
But if you do 250,000 page views per day,
yeah,
in 1 month, that how many page views is that?
Wow, how to say?
Come on, you're the math guy.
No. Yeah,
you feel. So a lot of billions of page views a month, almost 10 billion monthly page views.
Yeah.
That's a lot. What about revenue? Can you talk about revenue?
Last year, our revenue is a little more than $10 million. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. And how many employees?
We have something around 200 employees.
So pretty big size.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing, I mean, in the US, there's this issue I see obviously in China. YouTube acquired by Google, right? Because they can't make money, so Google can pay for it, no problem. In China, there was a lot of video sites, and as you said, they've gone bankrupt, right? They've closed down or whatever. They're gone. You're in a tough market. How are you making it work?
Sorry? How?
What you're doing is very difficult. How are you making this work? So many Chinese video sites are gone.
In China, I think if you run a successful website,
are you profitable?
No, not yet.
Do you have a time frame when you...
Yeah, next year. Yeah, nobody profited in this video website.
It's very hard.
Yeah, very hard. But next year, we can achieve that. Hmm. I'm very, very positive, confident about that. To answer your question, how can you get a winner of those 200 websites?
Very hard.
It's very hard. In China, if you run a successful video site, there are four challenges. Firstly, to be honest, government regulation. I think in early year 2008, government had a law on a government-owned website can run video website.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they changed this rule. You know, in China, to run a video website, you need to be a little, how to say, the government relation very, very important.
Well, the government becomes your partner almost, right?
No.
Do they not help you select some of the things that run? Like, you have to work with the government.
Yeah. You understand government.
Right.
You need to know the red line, what you can do, what you cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to be the action chief of Sohu.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have rich experience in government relation. I know them very well.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, Kusif is the first video sharing website who got the government license. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very, very important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do they are far behind of us. And we don't even close several days at the government.
Right.
Because you don't know how to deal with the government.
So you have very strong contact with the government.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got first license from government.
Mm-hmm.
The second challenge is copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, copyright is getting more and more important as China.
Oh, really?
Yeah, more and more important as China.
Mm.
We have some lawsuit about our copyright issue.
Mm.
Not just as I told you, my competition is Hulu and YouTube.
Right.
Hulu's model is some movie, TV. And movie, TV, they have a copyright issue here.
Mm-hmm.
So in the year 2008, from early year 2008 till now, we pay a lot of attention on dealing with the copyright issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we buy copyright, or we share our advertising revenue with the content provider,
mm-hmm.
and so on. All of that, we make money together. I share revenue with the original content provider.
Mm-hmm.
If I can make advertising, I share money with them. So we are a little good in this area.
When you say you share the money, what if they say no, they don't want to share, they don't want you to run their money?
I pay them advertising. Or if they don't want to put their movie here, I just believe.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
And so a lot of times I will say, yes, it's not so much money, but we take it, okay.
Yeah. For example, if you are the copyright owner, you tell me that this is your product.
Right.
Yeah, I ask you, do you want to share revenue with us, or do you want I buy copyright from you?
Right.
If okay, that's fine. I pay money or share revenue. If you don't want, I just believe.
Okay.
So the third challenge is bandwidth.
Right.
I pay a lot of money.
What do you spend per month on bandwidth?
Yeah, I cannot tell you the exact number, but I can tell you the good thing that this year our bandwidth, our unit bandwidth cost is reduced to one third, reduced huge bandwidth cost.
And how did you reduce it?
Two reasons. Firstly, our new technology, G2P technology,
uh-huh.
and our good advanced CDN technology. Secondly, our business partnership.
A business partnership.
Yeah, some commercial control deal. Yeah, we can get a good commercial deal here. So if you cannot make you cannot control your benefit cost, you're dead. Lots of money.
I mean, that's your major expense, isn't it?
Exactly. More than half. More than half. And the fourth challenge is the business model. Who is good at our UD model?
Right.
First year, I tell you, first year, 2006, when the first day I launched my website, I have advertising value. The first year, I was even break even. So first year, break even.
Congratulations.
Yeah, our advertising value in our comparison or competitors, our advertising value is relatively higher than them. So I am pointing in to break even, to be the first website to break even. So I think if you ask me why I beat so many competitors come here, I think I make the four challenges better than them.
Okay, very good. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Now I want to just ask you just a question that I wonder, and I think other people do also from the West. I've even talked with people who make a website in China, and they have found if they make simple Western-style websites, nobody in China uses them. If they make noisy Chinese-style websites with lots of noise and advertising and everything, Chinese people love them and they use them. You're a Chinese guy. Can you explain why is this?
Yeah, you're right. Why is that? Many years ago, I found it. When I was in Sohu.com, if we look, Yahoo, very clean.
Right.
Very clean.
Well, Yahoo is not completely clean compared to Google.
Yeah, but firstly, Yahoo. I compare it with Sohu. Yeah. Yahoo, very sharp, clean, but Sohu has seen it very, very long.
Right.
Even the end, so many things here. The phone, I don't know why people like this. I don't know.
Come on, you're a Chinese guy. Someone has to explain this. For me, it's really interesting. Because there has to be some reason. I mean, if you don't know,
Maybe one reason that, for media part, US, you have many, many channels to find new media, to find information. But here, China, it's a little difficult for you to find information, news, material for you. So China people, they lack information more. So they want to look as more and more information in one page.
Right.
But the US, maybe now is not the only channel for you to find information.
Right.
You can read other newsletter, TV station. But here, China, Sohu Sina, that's the main media information channel for us. So people, they like to do more and more information here.
Because they're curious.
Yeah. People need information more here than US people. I think that would be the
so reason. In the US, the problem is information overload. And here people want more information. They want more.
Let's come to video website. YouTube, very clean.
Right.
Very clean. Little thing here. Firstly, we do the same thing here. But we found that, no, it cannot work. Currently, with something more like Sohu Sina, many videos in the front page. But we found that people like this.
Yeah.
People like this.
Yeah, and give people what they want. other types of companies. PP Live. How do you see that you compete with PP Live?
Yeah, we are different model.
Right.
People like
you're moving PP.
Sorry?
You're using PP also.
But that's still different. We all PP are meaningful for people to look more faster on our video. Yeah, if you watch a video in PP Live, you have to upload PP Live PP.
Right.
But if you look video in Kusik, you don't need to upload it. You don't need to download this client end.
You have to download the client, right. So you have no client.
Yeah.
You use web-based.
Yeah, we have a client. But that depends on you. All clients are different from PP Lab client. PP Lab, if people don't download the client of PP Lab, they cannot watch PP Lab video. But here, even though you don't download, you can still watch.
Right.
So that's quite different.
They have quite a lot of traffic, 120 million users. I guess only 30 million users per month, whereas you have 20 million uniques per day.
Yeah. In fact, our pay view is far more higher than them. They have more pay view than them. Especially the thing changed in late 2007. Why? Because if people even download clients from PLAT, the main reason is what they want to look at movie, look at TV,
right.
The long video.
Right.
But in late 2007, our video sharing website, we have new technology. People can watch TV movie here because they, for example, the TV is 1 hour. We can cut to three. We make it a video feature or video feature. I mean, you can look the first part and then automatically start change to the second part and then the third part. After we have this new product, we call it 端集 or video feature, something like that. So people find, they can also watch a TV movie in video sharing and without downloading.
So you've mentioned PHP a few times. You're doing PHP in Flash?
Yeah.
How does that work? How do you do PHP in Flash?
For example, here is one medium. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you and you in your computer and my computer, we both watch this video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can share some download resources.
But Flash can support, because to be able to do that, you have to have the Flash client has to be able to connect through your computer, through your firewall, not back to the original Flash server, but off to another machine. And Flash is capable of talking to somebody else's computer to stream content.
Well, I'm not an expert in technology. Okay. I cannot tell you the full detailed things. Mm-hmm. But the result is that for video sharing website, we can still help you.
Okay.
That's a technology innovation comparing with PP Lab.
Okay. Let's see. When you got started, how did you get started? Where did your traffic come from?
Oh, firstly, Baidu is our investor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have good relationship with Baidu. And Baidu to Baidu. This story is that. Yeah, YouTube was acquired by Google. Mm-hmm. And Baidu thought about his video strategy. Finally, they decided to invest in one instead of doing it by themselves or buying one first at one time. Mm. So finally they chose Q6. And they themselves, they don't do video by themselves, but they give us a lot of resources. Mm. So our first traffic mainly came from Baidu.
And that's a lot of traffic. So they were good investor?
Yeah, good investor.
How did that happen that you got the investment from Baidu?
Sorry?
How did you get the investment from Baidu?
Oh, because Baidu, they talked with almost every good video website in China. Yeah, they choose me from them.
Oh, really?
Because they trust me. They think I can make it good. Mm. I used to be the editor in chief in Soho.com.
Right.
I have some name, subscribe, reputation in this internet area, so you trust me. Mm.
Now you talk about your user generated advertising. I never heard of this before, and I follow US advertising not. I don't catch everything, but I catch most of it. And I've never heard of users generating advertising in the US. Is this going to be done in the US, do you think?
I heard this. Yeah, in fact, why DFJ invested me? Because in the US, they found a similar model, another website. Mm. They have similar model, UD model. Mm. So they came to China, they found another China website with a similar model. Mm. So finally, they showed us.
Which website are you US doing?
I cannot remember the exact name.
Is it working for them? I mean, I've not heard of it. I've never seen it. So I can't see that it's a big success.
I did catch out the news recently. Mm. But during that time, it works.
Mm. And so today it's about 20% of your revenues?
Yeah, 20-30% of our revenue.
And what would be the other 70-80%?
Or hard advertising. That means the advertising before or pre or post of the video.
Right.
Or advertising around the video box, something like traditional advertising. And among them, 80% of these are video advertising. Mm. Video sale, not picture sale.
Okay. I'm interested to know about, because I think this is, and you tell me what we can talk about and what we can't. I'm interested to understand how you manage your relations with the Chinese government. I know that it's... In the reading that I've been doing about China, that when you do something like a video site in China, you have a partner, which is the Chinese government, not a business partner, but the content that you display must be generally in line with what the Chinese government wants.
Yeah.
There are things that you can't run on your site. How does that work? I mean, if you have users uploading videos, which is what they do, there must be a lot of content that people upload that the Chinese government doesn't want. How is that handled?
Yeah, you're right. There are two kinds of ways to manage a video website here. One more is that, no matter what people upload, I let them look or share with each other. By doing so, a lot of sexy video of some political videos are uploaded here.
Mm.
If I have several of our main competitors who do this way. But I did the different thing. From the first period of our website, I set up a big video monitor team in Xi'an, set up some 80 people there.
80 people?
I have 80 people there. We monitor every video. We monitor every video before it is uploaded onto our website.
Mm.
So we have a very detailed standard for our internal monitor.
And I guess that's fairly cheap. I mean, 80 people is a lot of people, but it's not too expensive.
Exactly. So that's the reason I put the Xi'an on the team.
And where is Xi'an?
Huh?
Where is that? How far away?
Xi'an is central of China.
And so salary for those people?
Yeah.
$100 a month?
A little higher than that, but similar. A little higher than that.
And for them, it's good work?
Yeah. the Mangai, but to me, to ensure that every video is monitored.
So you have 80 guys reviewing every video that's uploaded. Like right now, there are 80 people reviewing everything.
Yeah.
How quickly does the review process take?
Several minutes.
Oh, several minutes?
Yeah.
That's it.
What 1 minute, 7 minutes. You need to become new technology. For example, we have a pool with those bad, we call it a bad video.
Mm-hmm.
If you upload a new video here, if it's the same with another one in our bad video pool, you will cancel it. We have this kind of technology, very, very good kind of technology.
So what happens then when a user uploads something bad? Do you report it to the Chinese government? Is there any process, or you just delete it?
No, we just delete it. And we make this in our internal pool.
And so that's one side. So that helps control what goes on to the site. There are still regulations you have to follow with the Beijing government, right?
Yeah.
What kind of things? And how do you know people there? What kind of relations do you maintain with the government?
In fact, China, the government, they manage media websites not very strictly. Not us. You know, they just care about some bad video.
Mm-hmm.
If you better not upload sexy or political video on our website. Besides this, you can do everything you want. You can put, you can choose which video you put.
Horror? Can you upload horror movies?
Sorry?
Horror? Like people getting killed or like very...
No, cannot do that.
I don't like that, I'm just curious to ask.
No. Sexy, the one you think, political, we can do that. That's the only regulation from them.
Otherwise, no problem.
No problem.
And I mean, you know the people in the Beijing, in the Chinese government?
Yeah.
How does that work? Is there a department there? I mean, do you go and have a meeting once a week with them? Like, from outside, from the West, we know how to reach the US government. How do things work with the Chinese government? Who do you talk to? How does that start?
We have a department who are in charge of the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a meeting with us.
And so you just work with that department?
Yeah. Only one department. So clear. Yeah.
But when you started, there was no department for VO websites.
No.
So who did you work with before?
Well, I mean, even before we have Kusei.com, you see, from legally part, it's clear that Wang Jingji staff, they are in charge of the website.
Oh, so this is the name of the person?
No, it's the name of the department.
Oh, okay.
Staff. Obviously, yeah.
So it was a staff department.
Yeah.
So you're already working with that department.
Yeah.
And then they made a new department. A special bomb for video.
Exactly. Mm. Even when I was in Sub.com, during that time, they had staff manager video website.
Right.
So.
And how often do you meet with the government?
Not very often.
Once a month? Once a year?
I think every once a month or once a 2 months, something like that.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe they have something, they have meeting, yeah, this kind of thing. Not often.
And are there many times where they're asking you to take new things off the website, or generally there's a list of rules and you follow them and that's it? Because things change, right? And sometimes they want to restrict different things.
Sorry?
Sometimes new situations happen and they need to restrict different content. No, this is happening. Let's say if there's a new situation that the Chinese government does not want information about, do they call you? I mean, how does that work?
We have a meeting, I think. Maybe we can give some general principle.
Okay. How do you run the company? I mean, you have 200 people here. One of the things I've been learning about China is it's people are very individual, and they don't want to. They oftentimes they don't want to work for someone else. They want to be independent and run their own business. Very entrepreneurial. So how do you keep 200 people all focused on building Goosex?
No, people who want to be entrepreneur are very very few. Not too hard to be a successful entrepreneur. Not so many people want to be entrepreneur. Most of the people want to succeed. To work in a company.
Mm-hmm.
So I think people here are more like to work in a group, in a team. So it's not difficult for us to manage our stuff.
And so you don't have any problems?
Yeah, we have problems. Every company has a problem.
Right.
But I don't always face the problem. You face not that now because people want to be an entrepreneur. No. That's not my first problem.
Okay. Let's see what else. Actually, that's much of the questions I wanted to ask you. Is there anything you want to talk about? Anything that we haven't covered that you would like to discuss?
No, nothing.
Okay.
So. Yeah. You ask a lot of good questions.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Yeah, okay.